Fremont Station to see what kind of delays I'd be facing. They told me everything was fine and that I would be right on time as long as I didn't mind a little smoke in my face and being stuck underground for 59 minutes straight. Well, I had a little extra time, so I figured I'd go give it a try. I paid my $2.25, I guess that's enough to keep me alive. And then I waited, and I waited, and waited, and debated if it would have been faster to take a bus, drive a car, ride a bike, walk, crawl, or just stay right at home. Well, then down the line come a rumbling train, so I hopped aboard and I went on my way. I sat in a seat that was facing backwards, so I wasn't quite sure where we were. Felt like I was going back, straight into the past, before I had an iPod or a cell phone or any electrical gadget that could distract me from how bad the CTA is. Well, the train went from stop to stop and people got on and off, until deep down in the subway tunnel the train went through a mighty big, slick, wet mud puddle, come to a sliding halt. No matter what anybody says, it wasn't my fault. I was just minding my own business. Well, it wasn't long before the conductor spoke, and I was sure glad that the loudspeakers on the trains never broke. He said something that sounded exactly like this. Said that for over an hour and then the power went off. People started to cough and yell, get sweaty and smell, bang on the doors, exit the train and then get blamed for making a bad situation so much worse. Well, it wasn't till after the real sparks flew that Mayor Daley said, "Hey, I think there's a problem with the CTA too. But I'm willing to cut him some slack, 'cause he's got a whole lot of great city improvements on track. Like $1 billion to not get the Olympics in 2016. Making sure the downtown area of Chicago is nice and sparkling clean. You gotta keep the tourists happy and feeling good. They're never coming out to the neighborhoods, riding the trains, going to the schools, or living in the city that works about 1% of the time.